Welcome to Divine Inspiration by Dantisha James. Today we're going to talk about the Armor of God, Session 3, the Breastplate of Righteousness. Let's go into Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. In the Word of God, the Word of God says this: Stand firm then with your belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. The heart is a fist-sized organ that pumps blood throughout your body. It is the primary organ of your circulated system. Your heart contains four main section chambers made of muscles powered by electrical impulses. Your brain and nerves system directs your heart's function. Three interesting facts about our heart. Number one, our hearts beats over 100,000 times per day. Number two, our heart pumps 1.5 gallons of blood every minute. Number three, there are 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our body. So our heart is the seat of our life. The source in what the physical heart is to your physical life is also the spiritual heart is to your spiritual life. Let's go into Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to go down to verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And this is what the Word of God says: Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. The heart is the wellspring of desire and decision. Following God and knowing His ways involve a resolute decision to remain committed to Him, seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness. If we find that our hunger and thirst for God and His kingdom are declining, we should reevaluate our priorities, honesty, and acknowledge our lukewarmness, and earnestly pray for a renewed desire for God and His favor. Failure to keep our hearts resorts in a de departure from the path of safety and entrapped in a de destructive sure. So we got to make sure we don't start declining. Basically, we need to humble ourselves and ask our Heavenly Father to please forgive us from declining apart from Him, but please draw us back to Him to give us a desire to be hungry and thirsty after His righteousness. Let us heart be cleansed and washed with high soap, and He can cleanse us with His word. But we got to humble ourselves and repent of our sins and ask Him for His help, because only He can desire and draw us close to Him. If we want that and we desire that, and we asked Him, he wants us to draw close to Him. So I don't see our God saying no because we want to draw close to Him. But what we got to do, we got to really be honest about our lukewarmness if we're not drawn close to God. But we can humble ourselves and repent of our ways and turn from our wicked ways and ask Him for His help, and He's willing to do that. But if we don't do nothing, and we continue to be lukewarm, and we continue to draw away from God, then we're leading to destruction. We're leading to destruction. So let's see this. What kind of destruction in our heart that we decline seeking God's word? Adultery, sexual morality. Let's go back into Proverbs. We are in Proverbs, but we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 7, and then we're going to go down to verse 24 through 27, and let's see what the word of God says. Now then, my son, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her path. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. And so Solomon understood that adultery and sexual morality begins in the heart. They don't begin in the hormones or the glands. And they don't begin in the heart in a romantic sense. In the sense that the heart describes our deepest loves and desires, a heart that does not properly love and desire God, but loves and desires pleasure more, will turn aside to sexual morality. Many people have had their reputation, their health, their money, and even their lives destroyed by sexual immorality. Many were strong men's and women's. God's words in a father's wisdom teaches us to learn from their disasters and not repeat it for ourselves. And so we learn from the disasters. That's just like Israelites. The Israelites who were supposed to have been following Moses and going over to the promised land, they didn't go into the promised land because they kept being disobedient. And so God let them be in the wilderness for so long until that generation passed away. But the generation that was coming after them was watching what was going on with them and the destruction that was happening because they kept being disobedient and they didn't want to be destroyed because of disobedience. So they the leader Joshua and Caleb talk to him and say, hey, we got to learn to obey God, because if we want to obey, if we obey God, we can go into this promised land. Our ancestors, our parents, our ancestors back then that didn't do that. But we don't have to do what they did because we observe what happened. It don't say that in the Bible, but they observe what happened. So they got to go over to the promised land because they was being obedient. Now, let's keep going on. So we got to guard, we got to guard our heart. Once a Roman soldier was fitted with his belt, he would put on his breastplate. The breastplate was a metal shield worn over the midsection from the neck to the thighs. Roman soldiers wore this protective piece of equipment called the thorax over a leather shield-like garments. The purpose of all these layers was to guard the vital organs, and particularly the heart. Why do you think wearing the belt of truth and wearing the breastplate of righteousness is so important to us? Let's look at this. Righteousness is holy and upright, living accordance with God's standards, God's moral standards. The belt of truth is God's word, and the breastplate of righteousness is God's standards. The word righteousness comes from a root word that conforms to a good standards. Righteousness is a moral concept. God's character is the definition and source of all righteousness. Therefore, the righteousness of human beings is defined in the terms of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 says this, he is the rock. His works are perfect and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. And so why do you think right living can act as a guard against the enemy's attacks in your life? Let's look at this. The enemy takes every opportunity to push his way into our experience. And unrighteousness is all that invitation he needs to send his demons on an assignment. It not only leaves the door open, but rolls out a welcome mat on the doorstep, to our souls. It actually attracts enemies' intrusion in our lives, allowing him to make himself at home. In James chapter 4, verse 17 says, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. And so we cannot pretend like, okay, let us continue to be in sexual morality. Let us continue to be in fornication. Let us continue to be in homosexuality. Let us keep shacking up with each other and not doing what is right. And then we know in our heart, we know our conscience is telling us it is wrong, but we choose to avoid it. And guess what? Because we choose to avoid it, it's still sin because we know what is right. And see, God says in his word, the laws are it's no longer written on the, his commandments no longer written on the Ten Commandments on a rock. It's not on a stone no more. Guess what is that? It's inside of us. So we cannot say when it's judgment day, God, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was your law. I didn't know that was your moral standards. I didn't know that was your Ten Commandments. No. We know consciously right and wrong. Now, he gives us that free will. He gives us that choice of which choice we want to make. But we know consciously what is right and what is wrong. Let's keep going on. And so in the heart is one of his primary and lethal targets. When you and I choose not to put on the breastplate of righteousness and align our actions with God's word, God's truth, I'm saying, yeah, God's word, God's truth, when we live in rebellious against his will for us, we leave our heart exposed to where Satan takes a clear shot. So we can't keep shouting the fifth of sin and then going to the church and praising the Lord. We got to eventually make up our mind. Who are we going to serve? We're going to serve God or we're going to serve the devil? It's no lukewarm. He said he hates lukewarm. He didn't say I hate the people, but he hates lukewarm. He'd rather for us to be hot or cold. But we can't serve two masters. So we got to make a choice who we're going to follow. We got to make a choice of turning from our wicked ways. We got to make some decisions of saying goodbye to some companies who try to pull us back to darkness. When we have, Jesus Christ has already paid the price for us to be set free indeed. Then we got to make those decisions. God's not going to come down on this earth to help us make those decisions. He gives us a conscience to let us know what is right and what is wrong. And we got to make that choice of which way we want to go. We want to follow the devil to hell, destruction, eternal like fire of hell. Do we want to do that? Or do we want to follow God and turn from our wicked ways and learn about him and learn about his righteousness, learn about his holiness and keep growing in Christ Jesus? But straddling the fence is not a part of God. So let's get back into it. So what does put off and put on mean? Practical righteousness involves both putting off and putting on. These are the breastplate of righteousness. Let me say this again. We put on the breastplate of righteousness by making a consciousness decision and a firm, consistent resolve to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. So let's go into Romans, Romans chapter 13, and I'm going to read down to at verse 12. And this is what the word of God says. There we go. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. We got to, as believers, start putting on the armor of God. We got to start applying God's word to our life. We can't keep going to church every Sunday and then acting like a heathen Monday through Saturday. We got to really put this to work. It says, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. What is he talking about, Natisha? I can hear the word. I can hear the word. I can hear the preacher. I can hear the teacher. But just not let me keep hearing and not changing. We're supposed to change by faith in Christ Jesus and be a doer of the word. Let me keep going on. And so, unlike imputed righteousness, it is not a once in a lifetime action. It is a moment by moment, day by day, repeated choice in action. Let me say that sentence again. It is a moment by moment, day by day, repeated choice in action. Again and again and again and again. When we choose practical righteousness, we place a block between the enemy and the area of our life he must commonly target is our heart. And so as we come to a close of the breastplate of righteousness, let us be imitators of God and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and I and gave himself up for us. The old man is dead and gone. We are no longer a slave to the flesh of our sins. The unrighteousness, we have been set free in Jesus Christ, and he gives us a new life. Remember that we have the seed of righteousness that's inside of us because we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and may we continue to learn and grow spiritually to guard our hearts with the breastplate of righteousness. We got to guard our heart against the enemy. Once we keep stepping out in sin and doing what is wrong and we know it, we'll keep letting the door open for Satan to attack us. And that's not what God wants us to do. His spirit is much stronger than our flesh desires. So sometimes we got to cut out and make sure whatever we're doing is really with the purpose of eternal life. He said, think what's above. What is it? Peace? What is joy? What is pure? What is holy? That's what believers are supposed to be focusing on. Not none of the stuff of this world, because Satan's out to steal, kill, and destroy every soul that he can. But because we are believers in Lord Jesus Christ, we got power over him. So let us not keep opening up the door to our heart and keep going into darkness when we know it's wrong. Let us turn from our wicked ways and ask the Lord to help us. Instead of just being hearers of the word, let us be doers and be an action of God's children and stand up with the breastplate of righteousness as guarding our heart against the enemy. Thank you so much for listening to Divine Inspiration. God bless you. Bye.